two-story building. Of course, this Art Fella building was a two-story building. Well, that's when I began school over here. Yeah, I started it. I wasn't supposed to start until I was five, but my mother took me over there when at the opening of school, and I liked the crowd so well, I asked her to let me stay and come home for dinner with my cousins. And she did. And then I asked her to let me go back, and she let me go back. And I say, spent the day. The next day she went to town. When I got up, she had gone to town to get my brother's books. I had two brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
Get their books. And I just went on back to school. And when I got home, her baby was then she was born from February to September. But anyway, she was resting. And while she was resting, I came in. She said, "Why did you go to school? I didn't intend for you to go to school." She went to sleep, and I went back to school. And when I came back that night and having supper, she said, "This young lady's been to school all day." And I said, "Papa, Miss said, get me a book." The teacher was named Miss, but she wasn't at that time. She married a little light afterwards. Miss said, "Get me a book." He said, "Get her a book." So I started school at 4 o'clock, at 4 years old. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You got an early start then.
Yeah. And I just loved it. And I always did like school.
That's good.
Yeah, so I taught for 1 year.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you teach?
Well, I was out in the rural. All of my work mostly was in the rural. And I liked, I just fell in love with just working with the children. I liked books, and especially mathematics and things like that. I liked it.
Is that right?
And I just took my pains with those children. I had some little children that wanted to write. And I came to a teacher here, and I said, "Little boy, just get down on, get the crayon, and go, just go up and down on the board." And she said, "Well, tell them let them do it. Tell them put dots over each one of those little points they make. And then tell them it's eyes." So she told me that. And from that on, the next time I had them to open those, and they were E's. And one time I had to go up, come back, and cross them. And there was T's. So they'd, then I said, "Now write one I and one T. And that's I-T it. And the child would come, and they would just get up, "Mr. Can I write I-T it? I-T it, I-T it." Then I began to show them how to make an L, write the L. And they were just beginners in school. Mm-hmm. And they write little, lit, it, and those with those words that they learned to write.
Yes, ma'am.
Something like that. And they were just beginners.
I always thought that would be one of the hardest things to do, to teach somebody to read and write.
Reading, well, seemingly they caught on very good with the reading. Because